Okay, today's daf is school and daf Tzadi Aleph, and we are in Peragit Hanoshe. We have a number of very famous chazals on today's daf over the next couple of dafim. Before we get back into the halachas of Git Hanoshe, we get into the halacha and some of the agadas about the fight of Yaakov and Sarshal Esav, as we will see. But we ended off with a strong question of wondering whether there is Das Torah or there's Das Nota. We weren't sure what was going to be the cliffhanger. So we have to go back to Tzadi Amabez, and we get into Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that, I know that Git Hanoshe, the Isser, applies to one of the thigh, one of the nerves, but Yorach Yalmin, Yorach Shosmol, not sure, but the Da'at is Machras, that it's Shol Yamin. So does that mean Da'as Machras, that's Das Torah, meaning Das Vadai, that's what he assumed, and therefore he Paskin, that it's only by the right Gid, or is it he wasn't sure? Like Das, I think so, that my Das is Machria, that's what the way I'm leaning, Das Nota, but it's still a Suffolk. That was the Suffolk the Gemara had about the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Tashma, six lines up from the bottom, trying to prove it. So says the Mishnah, Ha'atzamos v'hagidim v'hanosar, on Yisarfu l'shisha asar, when one has bones with moach in it, sometimes of some type of edible material. So Atzamos and the Gidim is talking about the Karan Pesach, or Nosar, that was left over. It all has to be burned on the 16th day of Nisan. Right now on the 15th, even though Karan Pesach can only be in the night of Pesach, but you cannot burn it on Yantif, right? That's a halacha elsewhere, that we're not surfing even l'shei mitzvah, right? One might think, asi dochal osase. No, we don't burn truma tamea, we don't burn nosar on Yantif, so that's why we have to wait till the first day of Chol HaMoed on the 16th and then burn it. And burn it, Rashi quotes the Gemara on Shabbos, chavdalet ain't surfing kachim b'yantif, right? We don't burn kachim on Yantif. So says the Gemara, v'havinan b'hani gidi ma'ev edetayu. It says we don't burn atzamos gidim and nosar. What gidim are we talking about? It sounds like it's burned, like no choice. So says the Gemara, igidi basar, if it's edible sinews, so then l'chinu. So what do you mean you have to burn it? Why do you eat it? Eat it in the time that you're supposed to eat it. Why does it say dafka yisarfu? V'ida eiter, and if it was left over, it was edible. And you tried to eat it, but you just didn't finish. So hainu nosar. That's the next word in the Mishnah. That's nosar. So what does the word gidim mean separately, like a separate category? So ela gidei tzavar. So maybe it's talking about the gidei tzavar, the gidim of the neck that are somewhat inedible. So the Gemara says, ilav basar ninu lishdinu. So if it's totally inedible, then why do you have a chiv strefa anyway? Right, just throw it away. Lishdinu. There's no reason to have to burn it. Rashi says, Lasuna la ashva, given the lav, basar ninhu. V'yamar Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda explained that Mishnah as, lo nitzracha ela legit hanasha, via liba de Rabbi Yehuda. Damar inu noe gela ba'achas. Oh, that Mishnah must be going like Rabbi Yehuda. You know why you have to burn it and you can't eat it? Because it's like Rabbi Yehuda's git hanasha. So that makes sense if it's still a suffix. So says the Gemara, I amrit bishlamas vuki misafka le shapir. If we say that he says it's das nota, his das machrais is nota, then he's still not sure. So he can't eat it because maybe this is the one that's usser and he can't, and he has to burn it because maybe it was the one that was mutter to eat, and therefore now he has to burn it. So I amrit mifshab shita le tatera lech le disura lishte. But if it was mifshab shitale, if it's pasha to him that it's only the right one, that he should eat the left one and throw away the right one, right? Lashadye. So therefore, what's the case? So it must be that Mishnah proves that he must hold that it is a suffix and das nota. So like Mara says, maybe not, maybe it's not such a raya, a couple of opinions. When does it become nosar? When does it become nosar, the Karan Pesach? So that we know is a machlok, well, is a, when you have to chiv to burn it, that's the next morning. But you don't burn it until the next day. But we know there's a machlokas tanoim. About when, one can eat their Karan Pesach until, that's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, different stama de masnisans throughout Shas, about whether we paskin up until chatzos or the whole night. That's the Mishnah Nezo Bakoman, v'yinechal chatzos. Right? That's the, stama, like the Shi that's a chatzos. What are we paskin about that? So that's a sveka dedina, generally we assume. And that is why we're machber lechatchila to finish the afikomen, which is connected to the Karban Pesach, up until Chatzos, Lachadchila, but if one does it, then one keeps eating it and finishes it by the morning, because it is a Sfeika Dedina. Related to that is the well-known Tanai of the Avnei Nezer. Well, the Avnei Nezer, the Tanai, much discussed by the Achronim over the past 100 years, because he said it only about 100 years ago, the Avnei Nezer who says that, let's say, you're running late, and it's almost Chatzos. So what do? And you still have a lot to go. So, says the Avnei Nezer, eat matzah right before Chatzos, and don't eat anything after the matzah. And make a Tanai, and say, if the halach is like the Tanai, let's say, you have to eat it until Chatzos, then this is my afikomen. And then the halacha of not having any other taste, or keeping the taste in your mouth, of the Pesach, of the matzah, only is until Chatzos. That's the Chiddush. After Chatzos, now keep going with your Seder. And at the end of your Seder, eat another Kizayis. And say, this is L'shem Afikomen, this is L'shem Karba Pesach. And if the halacha is that you have the whole night to eat it, so this is my mitzvah, and then you have the taste of matzah b'fiv, the rest of the night. That's his, Chiddush. That's what you could do. A couple of chidushim related to that. Number one, that you can make, that you could assume that the halacha of Ad Chatzos, and you have to have Shetishar Tam Matzah Befiv, is only until the time that you have to eat the matzah. You might have thought that it applies the whole night, even if you have to finish the matzah, the chiyuv, by Chatzos. Number one. Number two is the more general question of, is there a concept of Tanai by mitzvos? Could you do a mitzvah al Tanai? You do a mitzvah, you could do, I mean, Kiddushin, fine. Kiddushin might be a mitzvah. But it's also a chalos. But what about a maisa ha-mitzvah? Can you do a regular maisa ha-mitzvah al-tnai? Right, I'll do this mitzvah on condition that. When do you ever have such a thing? Are you a bailim on mitzvos? Generally, we assume a mitzvah is a mitzvah. Okay, srichas kavana ain't srichas kavana. Okay, that is a discussion. But can you make a tnai? I'm only going to be able to the mitzvah in 2 days from now. I'm only going to be able to the mitzvah if you give me $100. I'm only going to be able to the mitzvah if it rains. Right? What do you have? I'm going to put on tefillin. I should only get the kippah mitzvah if. No ifs. Right? You're not bailim. We mention often that Tosfos Exubis and the Ayin Dalet. Right? You can't make a tanai. You can't make a shliach on areas of halacha that you're not a bailim. Right? Chalitza is an act that you're not a bailim on the chalos. It's automatic. So you can't make a tanai on chalitza. You can't make a shliach on chalitza. Tosfos connects those two. Svaruhu says Tosfos that they don't work. But on item, you can't make a tanai on shchita. It should only be a good shchita if something. No, it works or it doesn't work. So that's also an added chiddush of the Avnei Nezer, that you can make a tanai on eating the Karban Pesach. If this is, then I'm going to be Yotzei. And if not, this isn't my mitzvah, and it's going to be the later one. So again, it's not exactly the same type of tanai, but that's all related to eating the Karban Pesach bisman. It does. Yeah, we have sometimes cases of conditions, but again, it's more where there is a chalos. Where there's a chalos, like by marriage, happens to be a mitzvah also, so you can make a tanai on marriage. Or the Mishnayos talk about an erevin. You can make a tanai on erev tchumen. Right? I'm not sure which side of the city the rabbi's coming from, or he's gonna give a shiur. So, I wanna go to the east or the west, I'm not sure, so I'll make a tanai. If he comes from the east, this erev tchumen is my good erev. And if he comes from the west, then this erev tchumen is my erev. So erev tchumen also could be a mitzvah. Could be a mitzvah, but then you can make a tanai. There's the Farish Mishnayos. But again, that's a different type of a mitzvah because that is a chalos. Okay, so anyway, we leave with a question. Or a proof. So you see from here that the Mishnah seems to be, what does the Mishnah mean by Gidin? It must be Gidin Asher Chorim to Rabbi Yehuda. Then you see, Rabbi Yehuda is still not sure. Still not sure. So the Gemara has three other suggestions. Maybe the Mishnah is referring to something else. Amar Avika Bar Chanina Li Olam Eim Alecha Mifshav Shitolei. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda really thinks the right one is the Usser one. Right? The Tanakama holds they're both Usser. Rabbi Yehuda says the right one is Usser. What's the case of Gidin in the Mishnah? Bachamai Eskinan Kishahukru L'Basof Nisarvu. It must be they were separated, and then they got mixed up. You're not sure which gid is the right one, which gid is the left one. So now you can't eat it because you're not sure which is which. Right? Rashi points out, and the Bach explains Rashi. It doesn't mean, nisarvo usually means, you knew, and you happened to find out, and now they got mixed up. In this case, you vadai knew. It's not like, you happened to, it was hukar. Sometimes when it says by Isurim, it was hukar, it didn't have to be hukar. Here, it's the right gid. And when you take out the right gid, it's vadai, the right gid. It's not like there was a suffix about hukru. See, the Bach, he knows Aleph. Devadai mitchilasa hukru. Right, that's what Rashi is saying on the Lashon of hukru. Rashi says the words lav dafka. What does it mean, lav dafka? So the Bach explains, because this case is vadai hukru. It's not like it happened to be hukru like other cases of Isser. So Rashi, the Bach just explains that line in Rashi. So, shot number one, and that's why you have to burn it. Because you're not sure which gid is Aser and which gid is Mutter. Pshat number one. Rav Ashi Amar, a second pshat of what's the Ukimta of the Mishnah. Rav Ashi Amar, lo nitzrcha ela l'shamno. We're talking about the fats that are on the gid. Not the gid itself. The gid could be, Rabbi Yehuda says, it's Vadai the right. And therefore the Vadai the right has to be thrown out, and the vadai, the left, can be eaten, and it's no sir. So Rav Ashi Amar Lo Nitzrcha L'Shamna. But what's the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah talking about the case, the chelev on the gid. Titanya, Shamno Mutter, V'Yisrael Kedoshim Na'agobo Isser. It's really Mutter, but the Minag of Bnei Yisrael, of Kedoshim, are to assume that it is an Isser, and that's why it's burned, because it's really Mutter L'Chadchila. Mutter Daraisa. And therefore, it's burned. And that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Rashi, Yisrael Kedoshim, Ha'osin Siyag LaTorah, Nagu Bo Isser. So this is an example of a Siyag LaTorah that wasn't by the Rabbanon. Usually, Asu Siyag LaTorah is the source for the rabbis making Dinin D'Rabbanon. Here is an example of Minhag Yisrael, that they accepted a Siyag. Vosa Siyag LaTorah Nagu Bo Isser, V'hilkach, Ha'karchech, Mishayer, Le'misha Minhaga, V'sreif Aboy, Hol Midaraisa, Barachiluhu. It's a Baruch Yila Midaraisa, and therefore it is Aser, this Chelev. The Shulchan Aruch points out, in Hilchos Dam, right, and this, the halachas of the Gid Anashe is quoted here also in Siman Samachay and Yeredeya, says the Shulchan Aruch, Gid Anashe Noheg, as the Mishnah said, Bibehema Ubechaya. Right, Gid Anashe is Aser in Behemoth and Chayas. Afilu im ein kaf shalem agul, v'noig b'yarach shal yimin b'yarach shal smol. Right, we pask in both. The ein noig ba'of, v'nish ein kaf shalo agul. Right, the kaf shalo, right, I mentioned a few years ago, it's the meat that's surrounding the bone, the circular meat that looks like a spoon. Good. Then the Ramah just adds, v'ein chilek b'in chaya l'behema, b'chol davar ha'aser mishum gid o mishum dam. Anything to do with blood or gid is Aser for Chayas Abahemas, meaning what's the Ramah saying? Quoting from the Mordechai, even though the Isser of Chelev only applies to Behemos and not Chayos, but when it comes to the Chelev of the Gid, that's going to be Aser even for Chayos, because that's related to Gid. And the Ramah says there's no difference between Gid, between Chayas and Behemoth when it comes to anything related to Gid and anything related to blood. V'lochein kol davar shemenakrin bibehemoth tzorach lenakar gamkein b'chaya. There's the halach. Anything even though it's called the Chelev, and usually Chelev is Mutter. The Chelev of the Chaya is Mutter. But no, you have to be menakar because it's related to the Gid. Rak mash also mishem Chelev ain't tzorach lenakar b'chaya. Only something that is also per se for Chelev, not because of the Chelev of the Gid, so that would be the only thing that one wouldn't have to get rid of. And that's what he quotes, Pesachei Tshuva here quotes, Ayin Tshuvas Radvaz, Shekasav Yisrael Befeir, Shechelev Shal Gid Anasha, Aser Gam Kin B'chaya, Domashe Nogu, Isser B'shum No Shal Gid, U'mishum Chumr Sa Gid, V'lo Mishum Chelev. Right, the Pesachei Tshuva there in Os Gimel. Good. So that is number two suggestion. Ravina Amar suggests, right, that's the Sheva Al Taseh. Right, the counter pressure. Well, there's a mitzvah of eating kachim. That's number one. You're being mavatel, right? And the mitzvah and noser is also b'sheva Al Taseh. Both of those. Yish koach b'yad minhag Yisrael la'kar divar min haTorah b'sheva Al Taseh. In this case, where again the source of it is probably a siyag. Sort of it's not stam a minhag that the Bnei Yisrael accepted. It's a siyag which is related to an iser and an offense. So that's in a chinami. It's a chiddush, but that's the halacha. Ravina Amar, number three, third pshat of what the Mishnah might be referring to. Ravina Amar, lo nitzrcha ela l'kidur Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda, again, the Amora, Talmud of Rav, Talmud of Shmuel. Dom Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, shnei gidin hein. We know there are two parts of the Gid Anashe. Pinimi samach le'etzem, the inner part, is closer to the bone, aser v'chayav and alav, that's the one that's aser, and you are chayav for that, that's the ginan asher, chitzon samach lebasar, aser v'ein v'chayav and alav. The outer one, which is closer to the flesh, on the, closer to the skin, aser, that's aser, Rashi adds, mi derabanan, v'ein chayav and alav, but that is not the iser. So that's what the Mishnah is referring to. This part of the gid, the chitzon, that's aser midirabanan, so therefore you're not going to eat it, but you have to burn it, because midaraisa, it is mutter. Good, so no raya from that Mishnah of Gidin and Yisarfu. B'shisha asar, so we're back to the question. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabia. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, what's the maskana? When he says it goes by the raya, is that just his netiyah? And therefore, really, they're still both us and Mishafik, or it's just the right? So, Tashma, achal mizeh kezayis, mizeh kezayis, right? We had this once before. If somebody eats from this gid, a kezayis, and from this gid, a kezayis. Sofeg shmonim, right? This means, what's this and this? Right, left. Right, right and left. Right, right. That's what Rashi points out. Since it says, mizek kezayis and mizek kezayis, doesn't just say, you ate two kezayisim, so it must be that we're talking about two different animals, two different achilas. So, acha mizek kezayis and mizek kezayis, sofeg shmonim, or at least two different achilos, not two different animals. So, mizek kezayis, sofeg shmonim. So you get malchus, two malchus. Why? Because the Tanakhama holds both the right and the left are asur mishum gid. So if you ate two isurim of gid with in two ha'alamos, it's two averus. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ain't a soiv gal arbam. Rabbi Yehuda says no, only get one set of malchus. So why would you only get one if you ate gid two times, right? One right, one left. So e amr bishlamam bifshap shitale. So if you say it's obvious then that it's only the right one that's going to be asur shaper, that's why you get one malchus. But if you say he's not sure, so you should get no malchus. Each time, you don't know if what you're about to do is an aveira or not. And we learned elsewhere, we learned earlier that Rabbi Yehuda holds that hasra safek is not called a halachic hasra. There's an interesting question in Lamdis. Is hasra safek a problem in the hasra or a problem in the maisa aveira? Which might relate to, generally, is hasra related to the ma'is aveira? Why does somebody have to get hasra before they do an aveira? Right? Is that purely because, to use the lashon of the chazal, lahavchin bein shogi lamezid? Well, we don't know if he knows it's asr. So if we give hasra, then he knows, and that's why chaver ain't tzarech hasra, according to some shitas. Because he knows. If somebody knows the halacha, he doesn't need hasra. But that might not be totally true. There might be some evidence that no matter what, you have to give him the hasra. And not only give him hasra, he has to be makabel v'asra. Why does he have to be amanas kenani yoseh? What does he have to do that for? Amanas kenani yoseh. What if you know he knows better? What, because you don't know if he understands you? Maybe. So umdina. If he doesn't say it, you're not sure if he understands. Or maybe something deeper. Hasra makes it a worse aveira. If he does the aveira after having been warned and saying, yeah, I'm doing it anyway, that makes it even worse. So hasra might be a shear in the maisa aveira. Something deeper. Again, it definitely has an element of a lahafka bishugal amazin. So that's a general question about hasra. So now we ask a question, al gabi question, what about hasra safik? So that's a question in the achronim. Whether hasra safik is a problem of, per se, it's not a good hasra. Or hasra safik is a good hasra, but because what you're doing might not be the aveira, so it's a chisaron in the mais aveira, that's machayeves onesh. Right? So that's a question, and there could be some differences in, nafkaminas in the two. So in the Biur HaDaf, it talks about some of the nafkaminas that might relate to it, whether it's a din in the hasra or a din in the maisa. Right? Are you nifsal le'edus? Right? If by hasra is suffik. So if it's a problem in the hasra, then maybe you would be nifsal le'edus. The maisa aveira is perfect, perfectly bad. But it's a problem in the hasra. Right, just like we have the question, we're about to have a lav sheva maisa. Lav sheva maisa, you don't get malchus for. So, are you nifsal le'edus by a maisa? Because the only nifsal le'edus if you do an aveira that's mechayev you malchus or worse. So is this a technical reason why you don't get malchus, but it's an aveira that's mechayev you malchus, but you're just not going to get malchus, or is it somehow less of an aveira? You can ask that question by lav sheva maisa, lav nita glase, by all of those. Pasal le'edus is always a good, litmus test to know if it's in the aveira or not. Either way. So the Gemara says, so according to Yehuda, you shouldn't get any malchus because it's a hasra safik. What is the case of hasra safik? Ditanya, the classic case is as follows. Hikazev, achazev, hikazev. Two people are standing in front of a person. They're both his safik fathers. His mother was with another man, got remarried a week after she got divorced, and she had a baby 7 months, 8 months later. You're not sure who the real father is. So if he hits both of these people, so he's chayav misa for hitting his father, but you're not sure who his father is. So if he hits both of them, one after another, or kila lazeh, also chayav misa for cursing, kila zeh v'chazav kila zeh, hika shneihem bebasachas, osha kila shneihem bebasachas, chayav. So in all these cases, you are chayev, right? Then the because it's hasras vaday, right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer bebasachas in the case of basachas, obviously it's vaday. Rabbi Yehuda Omer basachas chayev zecher zeh potter. Rabbi Yehuda says no, bezecher zeh you're potter. Why? Because it's a hasras suffik. If it's two separate times of hitting, each time you give hasra, but each time might not be the father. And therefore, you see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, hasra suffik lo shma hasra. So why, in the case of the Giranashe, do we say that it is going to be chayev at least one? So the Gemara says, "Haytana sarvalaki idaf tana de Rabbi Yehuda." Maybe this tana holds like the other Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the Amar Asra Asafik Shema Asra, or two versions of Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Maybe Asra Asafik is Asra, and therefore you would still get Malkus, and you only get one because it's only the right, not the left. Right? You only get one Malkus. This could still work according to that sheet. Titania, as the Brisa says, also we had this earlier, Velosasir Menu ad Boker, the Isser of Nosar, Vigomer, Ba Hakasalite Nase, Acharlosase, Lomar Shein Lokan Alav, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds the reason that you're not going to get Malkus for Nosar is not because it's a Hasra Safik, even though by Nosar it's Hasra Safik. Why? Every time I say, don't leave it over, any second I can eat it. So any second I can prevent the Aver from being done. So that's Hasra Safik. You might order at the last second if you don't eat it now. Okay, maybe. But Rabbi Yehuda says fundamentally that's not the reason. So you have to come up with a different reason. Lav sheh, lav aditak laseh. And therefore it must be Rabbi Yehuda holds. According to this version, Hasra Safik is Hasra. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, lo men hashem muzeh, ele mishum davi lav sheh ein bo maisa. V'chol lav sheh ein bo maisa, ein lokin alav. Period. And we discussed then, when this came up a few weeks ago, actually 10 days ago, we spoke about Lav Hanita Glase, we spoke about the Stechemet, about the Tshuva, every other being a Lav Hanita Tshuva, we spoke about how do you define a Lav She'im Ba'Maisa, what if it can do a Maisa, the Magen Mishnah in Hilchus Chirus versus the Sefer HaChinuch by the Isser of Nekama. We discussed that then just a little while ago. Good. There is a question in the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the halacha that the Isser of Nosar you don't get Malkus for, but he gives two different reasons in two different places. The Rambam Hilchos Psulei HaMukdashim, Asur Lahosir Yud Ches Tes, Asur Lahosir Mipsara Kachim Lachas Manachilasan. You're not allowed to leave over meat after these manachila. You're supposed to try to eat it. You're supposed to eat what you can. Shenamar Bekar Ben Toda Losasir Rimenu Ad Boker, V'hu Adin L'Shar Kachim Kulam. Right, the Isser is written by Toda, but it applies to all Karbanos. All Karbanos is an Isser of Mosir, to leave over. Right? Again, another example of a Losase by not doing something. Most of the time, Losase is by doing something. This is a Losase by not doing something. And the Rambam adds on, Vaha Mosir ain't a Loki. You're not going to get Malkus. Why? Mipnei Shaharei Nitko Akasav Lase. Shenemar Vanosir Mimeno Aboker Beishis Rofu. The Rambam says, Beferish, you don't get Malkus for the Isser of Nosar because it's a Lav Hanitak Laaseh. That is the Rambam in Hilchos Psulei HaMukdashim. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach, the Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach in the first parak, the Rambam says, HaMeniach Emurin V'lo Hiktiran Ad Shelanu V'nifsalu Balina. If you leave over fats and you don't burn them, Hareze over below Saaseh. Shenemar V'lo Yolan Chelev Chagiyad Boker. Right, the Isra of leaving over. V'yafal pisha avar ein aloke lefi she'ein bo maisa. Lav she'ein bo maisa. So here in our Gemara we have a machlokas. Why don't you get malchus? Because it's a lav she'ein bo maisa, lav enitak lase. The Rambam quotes both. The Rambam, by leaving over basar, he says lav enitak lase. And the Rambam, by leaving over chelev, he calls it a lav she'ein bo maisa. So ask the Mishnah Lamelech. He says, what's the Rambam doing? The Rambam, the Imtulei Mugdashin. V'yinei be'imur en lo nakat time adinit ha'klasei. Lefi shalom matzinu ba'achilas mizbeach nita klasei. He says, by emurin, he doesn't call that a lav nita klasei, he calls it a lav sheba maisa, because we don't find by burning fat nita klasei. I've yavagad rabbeinu yolof l'chol l'kachem didit ko lasei mikro v'anosu m'yena boker, t'mayar b'kar m'en pesach, Holokasha, the Achilas Adam, Achilas Adam, Yalfi Me'adadi. The Pesach, Abi Achilas Adam, Nitko HaKosav Lasei. Kol Kashim, he quotes the Halacha Gimel. Aval Achilas Mizbeach, Yalaf Me'achilas Adam. Maybe it's not a full mitzvah Lasei to burn the leftover fats. Only burning over the leftover meat is a full mitzvah Lasei. And that's what the Rambam wants to come up with, Lavshayim Amaisa. But the Mishnah Melech says, Achadavar Kashahu. The Lamalan Bachilas Adam, time of the Peturim, you should have did Kokas of Lasei. Typically, so it's the other way. So why don't you say Lavshayim Amaisa? Isn't that a more fundamental reason? Just say Lavshayim Amaisa for both of them. You want to say why one doesn't have Lavshayim Lavni Lasei? Okay, but say Lavshayim Amaisa. Ulafinis, Ulvalonis Kara Daiti Beteretzeh. And he goes and he continues and he ends. He's one is more. Maybe there's an ukimta that a lav neilah say could apply in a case even where lashem yemo ma'isa wouldn't apply. At the end, he leaves it tzarachian. Leaves it tzarachian. He doesn't accept any of the answers. Reb Chaim quoted in the Briskarav in the Griz on Tmura on Dav Dalet. He discusses this question and he quotes Valmar Bezer Reb Chaim Deshone halav de lo yolin me halav de lo tosiru. There's a difference between the isser of leaving over fat and leaving over meat. Dalav deloto siru, the isser of leaving over meat, which the Rambam calls lava nitak lase, over, what's the isser of leaving over basar? Because the basar gets the status of nosar. That's the mechaya, that's the start of the isser. There's a chaloshem nosar on the chefza. And therefore, it's a lava nitak lase to burn that chefza. But the starting point of v'lo yalin chelav chagi, suggests Reb Chaim, aval alav d'lo yalin denomer be'emurin, halavu al she'eno makriv, umelinam, upos al asambalina. The ikir is the gavra. The gavra left it over, and once the gavra leaves it over, memela, it's pasul to burn anymore. V'rak de memela chal she'em noser aleim, aval ein halav d'lo yalin al zeh. The Yim Kain, he describes the difference between the mechanics of the Isser. Is the Isser that there's a chalos shem nosar in the item, which you caused, but the Isser is the chalos shem nosar in the item. Once the time passes, so then it becomes nosar. And once it becomes nosar, so then you have to burn it. But the lo bai chelev, suggests Reb Chaim, he brings rayas, the Isser starts with, you are not allowed to leave it over. Once you leave it over, and you violated the Isser, Memela is going to have to be burned. V'yemkein l'gabe lavze, mitzvah sreifa, hamur abedin nosar, hu mitzvah studis. V'lo shayach shetinate kesalav. She'eno masha chalal ha'emurin. Shem nosar. Right? If the Aveira is, leave it over, so then when you burn it, you didn't fix your Aveira, because the Aveira was already done. You left it over. That's not nitak la'ase. You're not fixing anything. Therefore, the reason must be la'ashem o'maisa. If there's a chaloshem nosar in the item, then the Hashem says, you know what you do with nosar? You burn it. And therefore, it's called a lava nitak la'ase. So that's the Reb Chaim in this case. It could be related to the other Reb Chaim by Chametz. Right, in terms of different times you have to burn things, right, why do you have to burn it, right? The Reb Chaim says, the machloka between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, in the beginning of the second parak of Psachim, about ein bir chametz ela besreifa, or mefarav ezor l'ruach matalayam, so the Reb Chaim there explains, it has to do with the essence of how they understand tashmisu, and how they understand, is this chefsa have, a chametz that has a chiv to be burned, or it's more result-oriented. You just have to get rid of it and get rid of it with any way you want. It's not about so much about the ma'isa. So that Reb Chaim, ala Rambam, might be related to, in ideas, to this as well. Okay, there's a lot more, but we'll leave that for now. But again, that's the Rambam, lav she'en ba'maisa, lav nitak la'asei, two different reasons. One by Basar, and one by Chalef. Tashma, we're still trying to prove Rabbi Yehuda. Tashma. The Tosefta says that if somebody eats two gidin from two different thighs from two different animals, right, and it has to be the same thigh. As Rashi points out, if it's the right and the left, why do you have to talk about two different animals? So it must be, the fact that it's two different animals, it must be the same. Two rights or two lefts. So sofig pay. Sofig shmonim, the Tanakhama says, you get, right, it's two different animals, two different helamos. Therefore, you get 80. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ino sofig el arbaim. No, only 40. 40. Mitakam, Rabbi Bezi Rechaz, Rabbi Behemos, Pshita, the Shravai Ali Surah. You must be talking about the same side. Ulu Rabbi Yehuda Itzrich. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it must be that is the Chiddush, right? That even though, as Rashi says, the Avagav, the Shravai Ali Surah, kapata le bechan malchus. Right, you're only going to get one, as we'll see soon why. Shvamina mifshe pita le shvamina. Right, so it must be it's pashut, and therefore he only says right, and that's why it's limited. Says the Gemara, v'ipshita le'amai sovig mem v'sulo lulkipay. If it's two different halamos, so even Rabbi Yehuda should say you get two because you ate two rights. So answer, agamai skinan could go into less bo kizayis. You don't have a kizayis. D'tanya achlo v'im bo kizayis. Chayiv, Rabbi Yehuda omer achi bo kizayis. There's a kizayis together. So there's a kizayis together, that's what Rabbi Yehuda would say, that you are going to get Malchus only once, and the Tanakhama says, no, even without it, you're going to get. Why? Rashi, birya, the chash of Isser. Right? There's a concept of birya, a whole item. If a whole item does not require the shear, like a whole ant, or any other, maybe a whole grape for Hilchus Brachus, we've discussed that Tosfos and Brachus, but that's the machlokes. But either way, the maskana is, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's pshita, and it's only by the right gid. V'taim amai, so what's his svar? Why does he say only by the right one? Amar Rava, Amar Kra, har yarech ha-miyumenes shebi yarech. The thigh, ha-yarech ha-miyumenes shebi yarech. That's how he darshins, the right one. V'rabanan ha-hud ha-pashidi surei b'kule yarech, la-fuge chitzon delo. No, that, the ha-yarech is to teach me that it's nifshad, it spreads into the entire inner thigh, la fuchi chitzon tolo, excluding the outer, meaning all the smaller sinews that shoot off from this yarech, that also is included in the iser. That's ha yarech, the entire yarech, la fuchi chitzon tolo, unlike the chitzon. Reb Shuman Levi Amar Kra Difrem Shat, Be'avko Imo, Kadama Shachovik Es Chaveiro, V'yadom Agas, L'kaf Yemino Shachaveiro. When two people are wrestling, so each person's right hand is wrapped around the back of the other person and is on his right thigh. So therefore, you know it from the story. When Yaakov is fighting, so, and the angel is fighting, so to speak, then he's touching Yaakov on his right thigh as he is surrounding him, and therefore it's only the right. Right? This is number two. Put this on the list. We had Tosfos yesterday. Gidon Ashe has to be an Isser that it starts when the animal is alive, just like Yaakov Avinu was alive when the Malach hit his Gid. Right? And he can't have an Isser that starts after the animal dies. That was Tosfos. Number one, Halacha learned from the details of the story. So here's the second Halacha, details of the story, right? Because he was wrapped around, that's where Rabbi Yehuda says it only by the right. The following Shitas assume also, like the previous Shita, Rabbi Shuvah Levi is by the right, but a little different drush. Rav Shmuel Menachmeni Amar ka'oved kalchavim nidmelo. Right, the next 10-15 lines one could spend many hours on. Look at the Mefarshim while in Parshas Vayishlach. Ka'oved kalchavim nidmelo. What did the Malach look like to Yaakov Avinu? He looked like an idolater. Damar Mar, and that's why Yaakov put him on his right. Why? Damar Mar, Yisrael shenitvelo over the kalchavim, but derach tofel the yimino. Keep him on your right. Keep him on your right, because just in case he does something, you have your right arm, assuming he's a righty, to be able to protect yourself. So that's why he put him on the right. So the yarech of Yaakov that was closer to the Malach was Yaakov's right thigh, and that's also related to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rav Shmuel bar Acha kamedra papa mshidah rava bar ula amar katamar chacham nidmelo. No, he appeared like a tamar chacham. Damar mar hamahalech limin rabo hari zebor. You have to always have your rav on your right side, so you can support him. If you put him on, if you go to the right of your Rav, then you are a bore, you are a fool, to put it nicely. V'rabbanan, so that is all Rabbi Yehuda Shita. There's a lot of drush, right? Sar shel Esav, like an idolater or like a Talmud Chacham. Sometimes the Goyim amongst us come to us, we know they're enemies, right? Kovid Kochavim, Nidmelo. They're trying to, hurt us. And other times it's Talmud Chacham, Nidmelo. They come to us with love. They come to us with open arms. Enjoy our culture. Maybe that's the difference between the Yavans and the Persians, right? Haman and the story of Hanukkah. We discussed that in the past. The different types of those who try to hurt us by hurting us, and those who try to hurt us by being nice to us. V'rabanan, me'achore asav anashe bas bitravayu. The Rabbanan say, no. He came from behind v'nashe bitravayu, and the Malach hit both of them. Both gids. Bitravayu. There is a beautiful Be'er Yosef in Parshas Vayishlach. Again, don't have time to go through all of these ideas that we've mentioned in the Parshas Shirim over the past number of years, but he discusses what's the right, what's the left. So maybe the drish behind the right is that each yarech relating to different parts of the Torah, like the two luchos, Torah Shevechsav, Torah Shevalpeh. Yaakov Avin, the Malach saw that he didn't have any power with Yaakov, so he just tried to hit him in the thigh. The thigh symbolizes children, because what comes out of the thigh, Yotze Yerecho, are children. So the Malach said, I'm going to try to affect the thigh, the children, and I'm going to hit him on the right. What's hitting him on the right? The right. What's the right luach? The right luach is the Ben Adam Lamakom. He's going to hit him on the right luach. So at least he says, okay, let him do Ben Adam Chaver, but I'm going to get rid of the Torah, the Ben Adam Lamakom, from the Jews in the future. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Say the Chachamim, no, he hit him from the back and dislocated both of them. What does that mean? What, Machlokas and Metzius? No. The Chachamim are saying, you can't have one without the other. So if you affect one, they both fall away. Nashe b'travayu. Right? It's not just one of them that are affected. And that's what he says at the end. The Malach says, Kisarise melokim v'imanashim v'atuchal. Because you were overcame both the Ben Adam Lamakom and the Ben Adam Lachavero. And we have to realize, Mikivan Shemisha Makulkal Ben Yonim Sheben Adam Lamakom, Vachasalo Hemuna Hatorav Yiras Hashem, Ozgam Chelik Ben Adam Lachavero in a Batuach Etzlo. Ve'en lo shem tokef hakiyum, right? You might think, oh, I could be a great Jew, just the Ben Adam Lachavero, without any Ben Adam Lamakom. No, even Ben Adam Lachavero is affected. And it works the other way too. It happens to be, if somebody's just a Ben Adam Lamakom person, it's warped if they're not focused on the Ben Adam Lachavero. So that's what he talks about. Me'achorav ba, right? Even though lifnim, in front of you, it appears that you could stand each one of them by themselves, but me'achorav, if you look deeper, if you look from behind, you realize that they're connected, and you can't have one without the other. That's the Ber Yosef. Again, he has a few pieces in Vayishlach. He also has a piece on the Talmud Chacham, and Ovid is Kochavim, but we'll have to leave that. V'rabbanan hai behi avko imo maidar shibay. What do they use behi avko by the wrestling? Rabbi Yehuda uses it to teach me the right that he's wrapped around. Meibarla l'kid'id after Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Dar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, melamei chehelu avak margalosa mar kisi akavet. The dust went all the way up to the kisi akavet. All the way up. That's behi avko, like a wrestler. Ksif hacha behi avko imo, v'ksif hasam v'anan avak raglav. If you look in the Rashba, the Chiddushi Agadas of the Rashba, it's not so big, it's a thin volume, so he talks a lot about this, and he talks, in this context, he talks about each of the Avos had a different type of Gullus that they went into, and different types of challenges, and each one symbolizes one of the Gullus that we go through. Yaakov and Esav is the Gullus that we're in now. Gullus that we're in now causes a lot of limping, but there will come a time, v'yizrach lo Hashemesh, as he talks about, but he talks about, it goes up to the Kisi HaKavod. Hashem is involved in this as well. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, lama nikra shmo gid hanashe. Why does it call gid hanashe? She nashe, mimkom v'ala. It jumped from its place, and it went up. V'cheinu omer, nashsa gvurasam. Their gvura has left them, hayul nashim, and they were weak. They were weak as females. Amar v'yosi rechanin, amay dechsiv, davar shlach Adonai b'Yaakov v'nafal b'Yisrael. We darshan that pasuk, davar shalach b'Yaakov zeh gid hanashe. Something that was sent to Yaakov, gid hanashe, v'nafal b'Yisrael, shepasin yisur b'chal Yisrael. V'nei Yisrael accepted that iser. V'amar v'yosi rechanin, amay dechsiv, v'tavach tevach. Another statement of v'yosi rechanin. V'tavach tevach v'hachain. By Yosef tells his servants in Mitzrayim, prepare meat for the brothers. Paral ha beis hashchita. Right? It means, show them the beis hashchita, show them that it is kosher, that you shechted it. V'achein tol gid hanashe bifneihem. Take out the gid in front of them. Kamandamar gid hanashe nesel lebnei noach. As we're going to have later on. Rashi here. Rashi, paral ha beis hashchita. Important Rashi, fifth wide line. Shelo yomer basar nechirani ochel. So they shouldn't think that I eat non-shechted meat. Lefi shebnei Yaakov shomrei mitzvos hayu. The ava bishlo nitna Torah mekubalin hayu me'avoseyem. Right, even though they were mitzvah, they did mitzvos. And this relates to the larger issue that we've discussed often. The avos keeping the Torah, ad shlo nitna, Avram Avinu even Erev Tavshilin, Yaakov Avinu even Tchumin, Meshachachma, why dafka, those two are mentioned also in Parshas Vayishlach, related to the fact that how could they have violated, so to speak, Yaakov married two wives, and Amram and Yocheved, being an aunt and a nephew, all of the issues, the Maraban only in Eretz Yisrael, the Maharal only in Mitzvah Zaseh, not the Mitzvah Lo Zaseh, all the different pshatim given. Famous, right? He went back for the little pachin, jugs, right? And many point out, right, what's the message? Tzadikim love their possessions more than their goof? What does that mean? They don't want to touch Gezel. All the Bali Musar say, it means that the Tzadikim realize that every single thing they have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if Hashem gave it to them, it must be for a reason. And therefore, stomp to lose something, to be mevazbeis, baltashkas, whatever it is, Hashem wants me to have it. Hashem wants me to have it. I'm going to throw it out. I'm going to leave it. So he went back even for Pachim Ketanim. Again, there's a lot more related to that. Just interesting, Rabbeinu Bachai says on Pachim Ketanim, right, as a parent of young children, one might relate to this. Darshu Chazal, Livado is Likado. Right, that's how Pachim Ketanim, the Kan. Likado Karibe. Molamesha Chazal Pachim Ketanim. Vakavana, Kadesha lo yistachnu habanim akhtanim baderach and lo yishtu. So the kids don't get, you know, it's not danger if they don't have what to drink, right? You got to go back for the water bottles. V'lachein, some atzmo b'sakana lachzar v'makatrik nizdavik lo miyad. You got to make sure you always bring drinks in the car. Always bring drinks in the car, Rabbeinu Bachai says. You can be in the car for 45 seconds, and all of a sudden they get thirsty. But that's the, he talks about it on a sakana level, but that's the, going back for the pachim tanim, levado, is as if likado. The Mizrahi writes on that, it's Rashi, Rabbeinu Bachai explains it. He says, we can't darshan like Kriyin Ksivs, you know, ourselves, right? This must have been an early one the Mizrahi discusses there about the flexibility of darshanings, al tikris. V'yavik ish l'imo adalos ha-shacha, or yischach, mital natam l'chacham shalei z'yichidah ba'layla, right? He fought with the Malach, Adalos HaShachar. So, meaning, the Talmud Chacham, Yaakov shouldn't have done that. Shlo Yetzir Chida Balayla. He shouldn't have gone out, right? The Tosas quotes here, Mishum Mazikin Miskanim Bahem. Mazikim. Prosecuting forces are Miskane, and he was far away, he was all alone. The Mefarshim talk about, so why did Yaakov do it? Or we learned it from Yaakov. Okay. Rabbi Yarav Rakana Amar Mehalcha, a different source, that you know this from. Hinei Hu. This is Naomi giving Rus instructions about Boaz. Hidehu Zora as Garan Asorim. He's winnowing, and Nami's telling Ruth, well, he's not going to go home after he winnows, because he's not going to go out at night alone. So I know he's going to sleep there. So go there and meet him there. Rabbi Yavo Amar Mehacha. Vayashkem Avram Aboker, Vayachavosh Es Vigomer. Avram gets up in the morning. He doesn't go the night before. So which pasuk exactly is this? Vayashkem Avram Aboker, Vayachavosh Es? Doesn't say. So if you look in Tosfos says, "Berov svarim ksiv ayachavosh es chamoro." The kasha, the haynu krad the akeda, v'sham lo hayechidi, the hayish neinar v'imo. V'yislav v'no. Right? If it's talking about the akeda, he wasn't alone. V'yod afilu hayeyachid in lachish ben amazikin shluchim mitzvah in yizokin. You wouldn't have to worry. V'yod from the pasuk of the akeda, b'digas chamis using makdim lemitzvus v'chulu. Tosfos says it's different pasuk. V'yashkem avram aboker el hamakom. The gomer earlier, right? When he talks about it, goes back to the place by stone. Okay, different pasuk. What exactly the pasuk is? For Rabbanan Amar Mehacha, another source that a Talmud Chacham doesn't go out yichidi. Lechna re'ei eshlom achecha veshlom v'gomer. When Yaakov tells Yosef, go see how your brothers are doing, it's re'ei, at a time when you could see, right, during the day. For Rabbanan Amar Mehacha, v'yizrach lo ha-shemesh. The sun shone on Yaakov, and that's when it was all good. Period. Amar Rabbi Akiva. I asked them the shaila in the marketplace. They went to buy an animal for the wedding of the son of Rabbi Gamliel. Wow, this whole introduction. This is also quoted in the Mishnah in Croesus. And the Mefarshim there, the Tosfos Yosef there, and the other Mefarshim say, they were in the middle of shopping, but they were talking about Torah. Doesn't matter. There's no break from Torah. In the middle of shopping, they were also related to and involved in Torah. The Ben Yoyada also discusses this here as well. Ben Yoyada discusses You know, let's just wait a minute, then I'll say it over. Ksiv Yizrach Lo. So what did they say? What did Rabbi Kiva ask? Ksiv Yizrach Lo Shemesh, Shachi Shemesh Lo Levad Zarcha. What do you mean the sun shone for him after when he was limping? Just for him? It shone for the whole world. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shemesh Haba Ba'avuro, Zarcha Ba'avuro. The sun that had set early for him earlier now rose early for him to make it up. Tichsiv. Where did it set? Tichsiv, Vayetzi Yaakov Ersheva, Vayela Charana. Viski, Vayivka Bamakom. Yaakov went to Charan, and then it says he came to the spot. What's the spot? The spot is Yerushalayim, Beit El, right, where he had the dream. So, Kimata L'Charan. So, what do you mean? He got to Charan? If you already got to Charan, how do you get to the Beit El? How do you get to Yerushalayim? So, this is what happened, says the Gemara. Kimata L'Charan, Omar, Efshar Shavarti, Al-Makam, Shespalu, Avosai, Vanilo, Espalati. I can't believe I passed the place where my forefathers davened. And I didn't daven? I'm going back. And where exactly is this place? Rashi here discusses, it's not the same Beit El, it's close to Ai, it's Har HaMoria. The Rabban and Bracious has a long discussion of the ladder, where the ladder was situated, Beersheva, Yerushalayim, Beit El. Either way, but a place that his forefathers had davened. So Kad Yoav Daiti Lamadar, right when he turned around to go back, Kafsalei Ara, he had Kvitzas Haderech, and what happened? He was back. Miyad V'yivka B'makom. And he came to the spot. He came to the spot to daven. Interesting. Why did he only have Kvitzas Haderech on the way back? And not have Kvitzas Haderech on the way there. Right? He was listening to his father. He was going. Right? He only had Kvitzas Haderech on the way back. So some say, because when you're involved in a mitzvah, some of the Mefarshim say, Hashem doesn't give you Kvitzas Haderech when you're doing a mitzvah. You got to do the amelus. You got to get through the mitzvah. A hechsher mitzvah. To get to the situation of a mitzvah, then Hashem might give you special Kvitzas Haderech. But dafka, when you're doing the mitzvah, so then maybe Hashem says, no, you gotta do it. I want you to get you the schar. Miyad v'yifka b'makom. Katsali boy lemadar. So when he, after he davened, he wanted to leave. And then what happened? It got dark. Oh my gosh, Baruch Hu, tzadik zeh, bala beis maloni, vipada b'lo lina. Hashem says, my tzadik is not gonna sleep over. He can't leave right away. Miyad ba shemesh. That's why the sun set early at that time, and that's why it rose early after the malach. I saw one of the Toras Chaim says that right this pasuk Yaakov Avinu was misakin tefilas arvis. Misakin tefilas arvis. Why did he was misakin tefilas arvis? Because he missed mincha. Because all of a sudden he was going to daven mincha, but then all of a sudden the sun set. You're not allowed to daven tashlumin without a tefilas keva. So he was a mitzaken tefilas keva and myers. Therefore, in order for him to be able to daven mincha, interesting that the Torah is chayim. But also interesting the nitziv is meir. We know there's a double machlokas in brachas chavav, which are not connected to each other in the Gemara, right? The machlokas of tefilas arvis reshus, tefilas arvis chova, and tefilas keneged tzmidim tiknum, tefilas keneged avos tiknum. Do we daven for the avos or the karbanos? Tefilas arvis reshus, tefilas arvis keva. The Gemara never links those two machlokos. Rashi links them. Rashi in Shabbos Daf Yud says that Tfilas Keneged Tmidim Tiknum Tmidim, so that's why Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Because the Hekta Chalav Mevarim is like different. Right? It's not like the Karbet Tmidim. If you say Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, Keneged Avos, so Tfilas Arvis Chova. Why should Yaakov be any worse than any of the other Avos? That's the Pasha, that's what Rashi says. Rashi in Shabbos Daf Yud. I think the Pnei Yeshua picks up on this Rashi. Pnei Yeshua in Brachas, I don't remember if he cross-references that Rashi, but Rashi says it Farish on Yudim Abayis in Shabbos. But if you look in the Nitziv in the She'iltos says, maybe not. Even if you say Keneged Avos, you can still say Tilas Arvis Rishus. Why? Because when Yaakov davened Ma'ariv and he was Masakin, it wasn't really the time for Ma'ariv. Right? It was Bayifka Bamakom. It wasn't a kavua thing. And that's why maybe Yaakov Avinu, the Ma'ariv, is even a little different. That's the fascinating ha'ara of the She'iltos in Parshas Lach Lecha, She'ilta Ches. He quotes our Gemara. U'baha pligi, he says, V'hayna mishum the k'sarva tefilas avos tiknum, v'ha des tefilas avos reshus, hayna mishum the Yaakov Avinu, gamkin lo espala el alpisiba, k'de'isa b'chulun dafzadi aleph. Amazing. Ubahapligi tanai v'amaroi yikava minag l'chol adam o rak l'man diyav daiti litzluye avukar machshav avaratzon b'zeh avirishus. That's the Nitziv arguing with the assumption of most. Good, we continue. Again, as we know, we could spend many more hours on this, but we do what we have to do. Baruch Hashem, in 7.5 years we'll talk more, hopefully before. Ksiv. Vayikach me'avnei amakom v'ksiv vayikach ha'ze'evan. He took from the stones. He took from the stone. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Malavich and his kapsu galos on avonim lo'akam echad. All the stones came to one place. V'alachas v'achas omeres alay yaniach tzadik zerosho. They all wanted to be the stone that Yaakov lay on. Nef me'avnei v'tan v'kula nivlu be'echad. Then they all became one stone. They all became one stone, right? The inanimate objects that are involved in mitzvos, they all wanted to have the aliyah of being used by Yaakov Avinu. Used by Yaakov Avinu. The Ben Yoyadi here quotes from the Chida. Quotes from the Chida. What about Ein Lahanos Mimaisa Nisim? Not supposed to get Hana from a miracle. Ein Lahanos Mimaisa Nisim. It's Shaila asked by Hanukkah using the oil. But he quotes that there's different types of Nisim. There are Nisim that something is created that wasn't there before. Like the story of Rabbi Elazar Ish Bartuta, that he threw a little bit into his silo and all of a sudden the silo was full of wheat. So that was a creation yesh me'ayin, or even a little bit yesh me'yesh, but that's ma'isa nisim. But here, if you bring something, if you have pizza zaderech, and now it's here, is that ma'isa nisim? It got here through ma'isa nisim, but it's not ma'isa nisim in the object. Right, it's kind of like that Yerushalmi by Mitzvah Bava Avera. If you steal something, then you can't use, you steal matzah, you can't eat that matzah, because it's guzzel. But if you carry matzah through Rishas Sarabim, and now it's here, the Avera is done. Here's done. So now it's no longer labeled. So he says, here, the Aver, what is the Nes? That they all came together, now they're one? What, any new creation? They're all glued. They're all connected now. That's not the type of Nes that you would say, Ein Nene B'maisa Nisim. Guf Havanim Lo Nasu B'Nes, V'rak Nischabru Z'alzeh B'derech Nes. And since Yaakov Avinu lay on them, so we learn from there that Maisa Nisim is not a problem to get Hanah from. And again, a lot of drushes about the 12 Shvat, the rocks, and the one. Fine. Vayach alomine sulam utzavartza. He dreamed and the sulam, the ladder was going up. Tana kamarach moshel sulam. How wide was the sulam? Shmonas alafim parsos. 8,000 parsa, which is about 20,000 miles. That's pretty wide. Dechsif. Vine malachei elokim olim v'yardim bo. How do you know? Because the malachim were going up and down. Olim shnayim, yardim shnayim. There was enough room on the ladder for four malachim. Right? Olim yardim shnayim. Ki yipad b'agi yadadi havalu arba. V'ksiv, and how wide is a malach? V'ksiv b'be malach, v'givi yaso ketarshish. V'gimir detarshish, shrei alfi parsi avi. So if you do all the math, it's pretty wide. Pretty wide. Olim v'yardim. D'tana, tana, says the Gemara. Olim u'masaklim d'yoklo shamala, v'yardim v'staklim d'yoklo shamata. They went up and saw. Right, this is different than when Rashi quotes Al Torah. Rashi quotes going up where the Malachi Eretz Yisrael coming down with the Malachi Chutz Laretz. But here the Gemara says, Olin, the same Malachim went up and looked at the Yokno Shamala. What does that mean? They looked at the face on the Kisei HaKavod. Which face was on the Kisei HaKavod? Human being? Yaakov Avinu. Right, Rashi, Arba Chayas B'Dus Yaakov, Bolus Chune. And they came down and they saw Yaakov. And Yaakov was in danger. Bolus Chune, Rashi, Machmas Kina. They were jealous. Bolus chune, miyad v'hinei Hashem nitzav alav, Hashem protected him. Hashem protected him. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Shemali mikra kazav yev shalom amro, were it not that the Pasuk says that we wouldn't be able to say it, ka'adam sheminif albano. Like a person who's fanning his son because it's so hot, Hashem was protecting Yaakov from the malachim. What does it mean? What were they jealous of? What was going on here? So if you look at Rav Asher Weiss and the Minchas Asher, on Parshas Vayetze, he has a beautiful piece. What does it mean going up, going down? Right, we know that the four people in Tanakh had their name called twice. Yaakov, Yaakov, Moshe, Moshe, Shmuel, Shmuel, Avram, Avram. So what does that mean? It means they each fulfilled their potential. Yaakov above, Yaakov below. One of the pshatim. Moshe above, Moshe below. They fulfilled their potential. So what does it mean? Yaakov's face on the Kisei HaKavod and Yaakov's face downstairs. In this world, they saw that it was the same Yaakov. They saw it was the same Yaakov. And therefore, they see it as the same Yaakov. The fact that you could do and accomplish and grow and fulfill. The Malachim were jealous of that. The Malachim don't grow. Malachim are there. Malachim just exist. Right? And therefore they were jealous of Yaakov Avinu. Right? And that's what he says. He even quotes from, did he quote it in this piece? Right? He quotes it from, one of the Svarim. He says, Achein yesh Hashem makom hazeh va'anochi lo yadati. Achein aryeh kruv nesher. Anochi, as the Yud, Yaakov. Anochi lo yadati. Right? The Achein, Yesh Makom Hazeh, Vanochi, after the dream, he says, Anochi, I didn't realize that I'm on the Kisei HaKavod. After that whole experience. Vadvarim Nifloim Vinis Gavin. And he says, maybe that's the Pshat also of the of the Gemara in Shabbos, where remember Hashem says, hold on to my kisei kavod and answer the malachim. Right? How does that help? Achos b'kisei kvodi. What is Hashem saying? He's saying, Diogno sho Yaakov Avinu oso kisei, shemalachei shereis olam. Hold on to the kisei kavod, the Yaakov Avinu kisei kavod. And they're jealous of that, but hold on and show them that that's what the purpose of life, the purpose of the Bria is to fulfill and to become perfect. And that's what we had in Amud Aleph, Helu Avak Ad Kisei HaKavod, right, up until there, because that's what the Malach of Esav was trying to break the connection. That was later on in Vayishla. Either way, this is, again, there's more there, I didn't do it justice, but that's in Vayetze. Okay, we continue a little bit more. What does that mean? The land that you're sitting on is going to be yours. How much of the land is Yaakov sitting on? A couple of feet. Hashem took all of Eretz Yisrael, folded it up, and put it under Yaakov. So his children will have an easier time conquering, right? Like the Ramban says in Sefer Breishis, Maisa Avos Yitziru Labanim. Hashem was already doing in Breishis with the Avos what's going to be with the Banim. Vayomer Shalcheni Ki Ala Shachar. The Malach says, send me away. It's morning. Amalo. Ganavata O Kubyustis Tata. Are you a Ganav or a Kubyustis? Shemesirah Min Ashachar. What, you're a robber? You don't want anybody to see who you are? What are you running away for? Or Kubyustis? What's Kubyustis? Rashi says Kubyustif is a kidnapper. Tosva says it's a gambler. Either way, people who don't like to be out in the open. Amarlo, malach ani, yom yom shenevresi, lo agiyaz mani, lo mar shira adachshav. No, I'm a malach, and I need to sing shira. Again, every line here is dripping with meaning. Messiah leather of Chanan, elam arav, damar Chanan arav. Shalosh kito shal malach yesharis, omro shira b'chol yom. Three groups say shira every day. And it's a cycle. Achas omeres kadosh, v'achas omeres kadosh. Va'achos omeres kadosh Hashem Tzvakos. So you see, they sing Shira every day, and therefore he had to sing Shira, and he didn't have a chance to yet, and that's why he is going to say Shira. I guess we'll have to stop here by Meisvei. For Hashem, we will continue more with relating to these issues. We'll talk about Malachim and people, by Hashem, on tomorrow's daf.